Jerry Agar continues.
We had a huge problem with car theft in the country, really, and possibly more than just our country. It's really become an epidemic and an organized crime activity. We have Deb Hutton and Tim Hudak are a married couple who appear mostly independently, but every once in a while together on this radio station from their backgrounds and everything. And it's public knowledge that they had a nice vehicle stolen out of their driveway. And they went through all of the hoops with the insurance and everybody, and they got a new one, and that got stolen out of their driveway. Like, it's an epidemic. And now, a new pilot program could crack down on stolen cars in Brampton by giving residents a free tool to help safeguard their vehicles against high-tech thieves. The city of Brampton is rolling out this program to give thousands of free Faraday bags to car owners in Brampton. The bags block the radio signal from the vehicle key fobs, helping prevent would-be car thieves from copying your key and stealing your ride in what police are calling relay thefts. And a part of this is the Peel Police Chief, Nishan Duriyappa, saying this.
I can assure you that this epidemic, which it really is across every urban center, will also continue to increase unless it's solution from multiple different vectors. And the municipality, for one example, and their initiative to help prevent with the Faraday bag initiative in certain communities within the city is a brilliant way to do it. But we recognize, no matter how many officers we put at this, that the solution needs to come from multiple sectors. And without a doubt, not one solution is going to resolve this entire problem.
All right. So joining me, Jason Lyle, Vice President, Special Markets for Kix Global Incorporated. They work with Crime Stoppers. Jason, good morning.
Good morning to you.
How do you react to this story out of Brampton?
Well, I think it's a good news story. I think that anytime you're giving something away, though, you want to be careful about liability and ensuring the product works. And we've launched a couple of these initiatives across Ontario, mainly with Toronto Crime Stoppers and Sean Sporton there a couple of years ago, actually foreseeing a lot of these issues. So we reinforce a pouch with copper and we test it vigorously against a lot of different key fobs to ensure it functions. But that program has been working really well, and it promotes awareness. And I think the similar awareness campaign Peel is trying to do is a great initiative.
Well, I went online and I ordered a Faraday bag. They sent me two of them, actually. And I put the when you're using your key fob, as you know, you don't even have to do anything with it. You can just walk up to the car and the car knows the key fob and the door opens, right? And I put the key in the Faraday bag and it didn't make any difference. I could walk right up to the car with the key in the Faraday bag and the car popped open.
Yeah, so that's exactly why you need to be careful what you buy buy online, and we test ours and work really closely with all of the manufacturers and car dealerships. We've actually launched a program across Canada with Honda, and I'm at Hunt Chrysler right now doing the same thing in Milton. But just getting dealerships to position a Faraday box or bag with the vehicle purchase so that it's an extra layer of protection. And just, again, building that awareness around protecting your key fobs, because most people go home, they put it on the counter, they put it on a hook by the door. I think they there needs to be a little bit more awareness around protecting your key fobs, but also finding a product that actually works is important.
Some people will tell me, Jason, that you just put it in a tin can, a box.
Yeah, and if that tin can's open, even like a millimeter or 2 millimeters cracked, the signal can escape. So it's very important to know the product that's being used has been tested, and you can buy things online on it from overseas. But you just really don't know what you're getting, right? So, we position it with Crime Stoppers. It's a fundraising initiative, but it's also an awareness campaign across Ontario. We're hoping to build out across Canada. Awareness is key. And I think whatever Peel's doing is going to heighten awareness, and that's always a good thing.
All right, I'm talking to Jason Lyle. He's the Vice President, Special Markets for Kix Global Incorporated. By the way, it's spelled KYCS. KYCS, KICS Global. They work with Crime Stoppers, as he's just said. And this is in response to the city of Brampton saying they're going to hand out thousands of free Faraday bags that you put your key fob in and then they can't be copied by the thieves. But since you're talking to the dealerships and the manufacturers, Jason, how about this? Why don't we just go back to the key?
Yeah, I know. As technology evolves, Derry, it's so do the thieves' technologies, and that's the biggest thing. I mean, the biggest safeguard anybody can do is clean your garage and park inside your garage. I mean, that's one of the biggest things.
But well, where am I supposed to put all that junk?
That's the issue. The other item I would pass along to your listeners is the VIN is another piece that they're taking. So inside the windshield, there's a VIN number. And a lot of thieves were starting to notice, because this is our world that KICS lives in, is that they'll take a picture of it and they'll be able to reprogram an agnostic fob with your VIN number. So I would urge people to place, like, reverse a business card, and if they can, cover that VIN overnight, because we're seeing a lot of that as well now.
So, yeah, but I wasn't being facetious. I wasn't joking. Why don't we go back to a key? I mean, how lazy are we that you can't just turn a key? And secondarily, if the Faraday bag is the solution, why doesn't that come with the car?
Yeah, that's a great point, and that's what we're trying to do with a lot of the OEMs and different dealerships across North America. KICS stands for Keep Your Community Safe. So everything we do is in partnership with Crime Stoppers to build safer communities, and these initiatives we have a theft recovery product as well, but all of these initiatives are great to build awareness. I think people, even like when you go to the mall and you turn around, you're 20 feet away and you lock your car with your key fob as you're walking away, there are people sitting in cars with the devices that will capture that signal as you hit lock and then reprogram your key fob. So another safe point is to lock your doors manually instead of using the key fob. But I agree with you. Going back to the original key might be the solution.
All right. Well, of course, the car thieves back in the day also had like the big ring of keys, because they actually, most people I don't think knew this, they actually only had a certain number of different keys. Your key was not that unique.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, a lot of work to be done, but it's just a bit of an awareness campaign. So it's great to see the mayor of Brampton doing that. And we'd love to work with Peel Crime Stoppers on that, on the same initiatives we've been doing with other programs across Ontario.
How do you feel about shooting the car thieves? Is that a...
Violence is never the answer, Jerry.
Well, sometimes it is. That's why we have the police and the army. But to be serious here, somebody just wrote in, what about the club?
Yeah, no, there's any type of prevention. I mean, it's really trying to prevent and delay them from taking your car. As sad as that sounds, whatever you can do to prevent covering the VIN, the club, Faraday pouches, something visible on the vehicle, it unfortunately it sounds bad, but it makes them go to another car. So awareness, park in the garage, lock your doors manually. There's a number of things people can do. It is an epidemic right now, and we're seeing it firsthand being in this auto theft recovery space.
Okay, so I will give Tesla the credit that they have the same kind of fanatical fans that Apple was able to cultivate when they became strong. And I hear from them all the time, Jason, they say that a Tesla cannot be stolen.
Jerry, I have yet to see a Tesla be stolen in our world. So I agree with you there. I have not seen a Tesla stolen to date. They're very, very difficult to steal.
All right. Well, then the other manufacturers need to get on it, because while Tesla may have some proprietary stuff, it can't be so complicated and proprietary that the other manufacturers couldn't do something similar.
Yes, I don't know if it has to do with the electric vehicle side of things versus gas and hybrid vehicles and that being a hindrance to doing it, but I agree. There's definitely some work to be done, and we're helping them with that. So hopefully we can help in those causes.
All right, Jason Lyle is the Vice President, Special Markets for KICS. Keep Your Community Safe. Am I right about that?
That's right.
Okay. They work with Crime Stoppers, KICS Global Incorporated. I very much appreciate this. Thanks a lot, Jason.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Now, what are your thoughts on this? Because I'd happy to follow up with you. 416-872-1010 and 877-518-5151. The iHeartRadio Talk Network.